Welcome to The Conversation. The Conversation. A space to share the art of an interview.
And as you may know, as part of our programs, we usually talk to our listeners around the world to get to know them and to get to know the places where they are receiving Rai Argentina to the world. And today we're talking to one of our listeners in British Columbia, Canada, Walter Salmanev. Hello, Walter. Thank you for this contact.
Well, hello, Fernando.
Hello. How's it going over there?
Well, it's about 0 degrees Celsius, a beautiful sunny day on the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you became a shortwave radio listener, and a little bit of your personal story?
Sure, sure. I am 62 years old. I am a family doctor. I've been listening to international radio since I was a child. I grew up in Toronto, but I've been living on the west coast of Canada now for about 35 years. And I've always had an interest. This goes back to pre-internet days, where the only way to really find out about the world is, you know, one of the best ways was to listen to international radio on the shortwave bands. I'm still doing it all these years later, and mm-hmm. I still enjoy it a lot.
Hey, do you listen to radio in addition to shortwave via internet, or you stick to shortwave the old-fashioned way?
You know, I've always liked the old-fashioned way. Rarely I will listen on the internet, but I just don't find it the same. I kind of like the tuning the dials, mm-hmm. and you know, things change every day. You know, some days are very clear as far as propagation. Other days are not. It's much more interesting to me and exotic to be able to listen on the shortwaves.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, I understand. And what about Rai? When you started listening to Rai, when did you discover our station?
I was thinking about that a little while ago. I suspect it was probably back in the early 1970s, mm-hmm. the first time that I heard it. And as I recall, like, you had a frequency of 11.711, mm-hmm. On the 25 meter band. I listened over the years. In fact, I listened to the very last broadcast from that transmitter while I was at my cottage on Haida Gwaii, which is about 1,000 kilometers north of us from where I live. My main home is in Victoria, mm-hmm. BC, on the west coast. If you go 1,000 kilometers north and west, you'll hit Haida Gwaii. It used to be known as the Queen Charlotte Islands, and I have a cottage there that I go to several times a year, and I enjoy, because I don't have internet access there. My only access is via radio. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to, I think, the final broadcast prior to when it was shut down, and I have it on tape, or I have it on MP3 file somewhere. And I listened to it, and I think that you also used to be on 15.345,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, and we are recovering that frequency, fortunately, very soon.
Well, I am looking forward to that.
Yes, because, yes, yes.
I mean, like, I'm very happy to have relay transmissions, mm-hmm. but I still find it more exotic when it comes directly from the source.
It will.
And it actually, good. It used to come in quite well here. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really have any problems hearing it, but I had some pretty fancy outdoor aerials and things, and some good shortwave receivers, so that helped as well.
We're going to be very soon transmitting from Antarctica. I don't know if you heard that. I announced it on the air, via LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. For the time being, they're going to be using one of our frequencies very soon to transmit some of the programs, but also RISE programs on our historic frequency that fortunately all of our frequencies have been confirmed. I don't know if you're aware, but this year an important conference of international broadcasters was held here in Buenos Aires, and RISE frequencies, historic frequencies like the one you just mentioned, have been ratified for us.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, I have heard LRA 36, 15476 is the frequency there. Very, very hard to hear on the west coast of Canada, although years ago I used to hear them quite clearly. I mean, they may have been higher power in the past or something, but in the recent years, it's been very, very, very hard to hear that transmitter on the west coast. But it is a very popular one because I do, you know, follow various groups, you know, on the internet, and I know that almost every day I read something about LRA
36. Yeah.
Yes. Well, they do hear all about them frequently.
They have been making the news recently because they celebrated the 40th anniversary, and they made a couple of special broadcasts in. And that's why they're all around very recently, and they deserve that because they do a fantastic job down there. Walter, tell me something. Have you been to South America? Have you been to Argentina, maybe?
I have, actually. About 5 years ago or so, I took a cruise from Vancouver all the way around South America, and it ended.
Wow! I didn't know those cruises would go as long as that. I know that there were cruises from Peru around the Cape, but I didn't know there were cruises from Canada all the way to South America. Sorry, my ignorance.
Yes, I did. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful cruise. I absolutely enjoyed it. So we stopped at the very bottom in Ushuaia.
Yeah,
I do remember that very, very well. And I did. I went kayaking down there. I remember doing that. Which was wonderful off the ship, and then back up to and we ended our cruise and flew home from Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent 2 days in your, I don't know, that's the capital city.
Yeah, BA is the capital, and it's where Rai is located. And how you liked it, both Argentina and BA?
Lovely country, lovely city. I really like the big wide streets and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful to have visited Argentina.
What about your?
I enjoyed that very much.
What about the place where you live? I mean, for somebody like me who hasn't been to Canada, and for listeners around the world listening to this, just tell us a little bit about your place. Is there a lot of forest, green? Does it get too cold? I mean, it's peaceful, very busy like Buenos Aires is.
Yes. Well, our city, I mean, the city I live in is the capital of our province of British Columbia. So that is Victoria. The population in the general area here is about 300,000. So it's a small to a medium-sized city. It is very much a tourist city. Mm-hmm. Government city. We don't really have any heavy industry here at all. Mm-hmm. We're on the ocean.
Okay.
The Pacific Ocean. We're surrounded. We're at the bottom of Vancouver Island. The island itself is probably about 500 kilometers north to south.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the very, very south end of it. So we're on three sides. There's water. And we look across, like I live about half a block from the southern tip, and I look across the water at Washington State. It's about 20 kilometers across.
Mm-hmm.
Juan de Fuca Strait is called, and then there are mountains on the American side. So it's a very extremely picturesque city. We're the busiest cruise ship terminal in Canada. I think we had about 240 cruise ships.
Wow.
That stop here between April and October. We just had our last one about a week ago or so, our last cruise ship for the season. And so it's a busy place for tourism.
For tourism.
It's very, Yeah, very green, lots of gardens, and it's a mild climate here because we're on the ocean.
Mild? Sorry. Because you said zero degrees in October, it sounds cold for us.
Yeah, it's a little bit cold, cooler than average here. But, you know, in the winter time, like our winter right through, we have probably 1 or 2 weeks of the year where it might get -5, -10 Celsius. But most of the time in the winter time, it often rains a lot, and it'll be like +5 to +10 Celsius during winter. So it stays green all year round here. You know, so yes, it is very, very green, and it rarely snows in our part of BC.
Okay.
So it's a popular place for older folks to come, and like it's known as the Hawaii of Canada, or the warmest area of Canada.
The Hawaii of Canada.
I suppose so.
Okay.
You know, so and then in the summertime, it never gets very warm here. Like at our house, like a warm day in the summer is 20 degrees Celsius. It's pretty rare to get very much above that at our house, again, being close to the water. So it's a temperate climate.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. Well, that was a very vivid description. We're coming to the end of today's show, so I'm running out of time here. But it was super interesting to get to know you and to get to know the place where you live. It's always interesting to talk to folks around the world who listen to Rai. That was lovely, Walter. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Fernando, for calling, and I'll keep listening. And I'm
looking
forward to your new direct broadcast again.
Please do. Thank you very much. That was Walter Solmaniv talking to us from British Columbia, one of many Rai listeners around the world, and it's so lovely to get to know them on the air. If you want to get in touch with us and be on the air like Walter was, just send me an email to rai@raiargentina.com. Thus we come to the end of today's edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, operated by Guillermo Vega and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.